This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu today said corruption is a disease which must be eliminated at its root. The president was addressing an event marking Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 of the Central Vigilance Commission, CVC, in New Delhi. President Murmu said government has taken several initiatives to tackle corruption. She cited Direct Benefit Transfer Scheme, E-Marketplace and Economic Offenders Act as some of these measures. The president noted that Vigilance Awareness Week is organized on the occasion of birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabh Bhai Patel. Asserting that trust is the foundation of any society, President Murmu said corruption lessens the amount of trust in the society. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasized the strategic importance of collaboration between India and ASEAN, highlighting that the demographics and emerging demands of both could mutually support and become key drivers of the global economy. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN-India Network of Think Tanks in Singapore today. He highlighted that cooperation between India and ASEAN countries can be crucial in addressing contemporary challenges. Earlier in the day, the External Affairs Minister began his Singapore visit by meeting country's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry, Gan Kim Yong. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed ways to take forward contemporary bilateral partnership with a focus on areas like industrial parks, innovation and semiconductors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address public meetings in Maharashtra today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he will seek people's blessings by attending the public meetings in Dhule and Nashik. Mr. Modi also expressed confidence that people of the state will ensure unprecedented victory for the National Democratic Alliance candidates in the upcoming assembly elections. In Jharkhand, leaders from both the NDA and INDIA blocs are holding rallies in areas for the upcoming first phase of assembly elections. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address rallies in Lohardagga and Simdega, seeking votes in support of NDA candidates. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Giriraj Singh will address public rally in Jamshedpur and Saraikela Kharsawan. On the other hand, BJP's Jharkhand Assembly election in charge, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, will address election meeting at Manoharpur and Jagannathpur Assembly constituency. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sopor area of North Kashmir's Baramulla district. Kashmir Zone police spokesperson said, acting on specific inputs regarding the presence of terrorists in Panipura, Sopor area in the district, a joint anti-terrorist operation was launched by the security forces last night. As the security forces reached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists opened fire, resulting in gunfight. Incriminating materials, arms and ammunition have been recovered from the encounter site. The identity and affiliation of the slain terrorist has been ascertained. The operation is in progress. Further details are awaited. The 83rd Indian Road Congress annual session will begin today in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari will inaugurate the conference this evening. There will be several technical sessions during this four-day convention, which will continue till the 11th of November. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe today. The weather agency has informed that South Andhra Pradesh, North Tamil Nadu coasts and adjoining sea areas can witness squally weather today and advise the fishermen not to venture into these areas. There will be no significant change in minimum and maximum temperatures over most parts of the country during the next week. Delhi and NCR can experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours for 2 to 3 days. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the first T20 International of the four-match series at Kingsmead in Durban today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Surya Kumar Yadav will lead the Indian team, while Aidan Markram will captain the Proteas. India currently at the top of the ICC men's T20I team rankings, while South Africa stands sixth. In badminton, India's Kiran George has advanced to the men's singles semifinals at the Korea Masters tournament in Iksan City. He defeated Japan's Takuma Obayashi in the quarterfinal in straight sets 21-14, 21-16 this morning. Earlier, George defeated Chi Yu Jen of Taiwan 21-17, 19-21, 21-17 in the pre-quarterfinals yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.